This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Sal Capaccio is with us live on WBEN this morning. Bill's sideline reporter for WGR, who shot a couple of scenes this week for the new Bill's Hallmark movie. Sal, what was this like?
It was an amazing experience. It really was. Everybody that was a part of the movie treated me great, and they were great at what they did, their jobs. And it was pretty cool to see behind the scenes how everything comes together. Actually, I commented to several of the people and all the different, you know, aspects of how it reminded me of a football operation, where you come to the stadium on Sunday and you see security, and then you see PR, and you see medical, and you see the coaches and the players, and everybody's got their own little role, and it comes together. It was really cool, and I was able to, you know, get a role where I have a couple of scenes, and one is a speaking part with the lead character, played by Matt Daddio. Daddio, I believe is how you say his name. Gabe is his character, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah, we were talking a little bit about the plot points, or at least what was released so far earlier this morning. I mean, it's a cool thing. All the producers on the movie said they wanted this to feel authentically Buffalo. I mean, you haven't seen the full movie, but you were on the set. What do you think? Did it have a Buffalo feel?
Yeah, for sure. And by the way, Daddario is how you say it, Matthew Daddario. He's the lead character. But anyway, but my two scenes were both filmed in the Bills' offices. So if you go to the stadium and you see where the Wall of Fame is, essentially, I know it's around the whole stadium, but the tunnel end zone, and you have those offices above the tunnel end zone, that's where a lot of the filming was for my two scenes and that particular day. They're going to be shooting all around. But those offices, yeah, they were being used, and it's all Bills, and you know, you could definitely get the feel for how this movie is going to be all about Buffalo, all about the Bills, and really the new stadium. It was a lot about the new stadium coming, which is going to be pretty cool. So no doubt about it, they want to make this movie, you know, definitely specifically for Buffalo, just like the new stadium is specifically for Buffalo.
Did you get the sense and kind of see it too, that the stadium looks like it's Christmas time?
I really didn't see the outside, like I said, for any of the, like, but yes, inside, yes, there were, like in our offices, there was a Christmas tree. There was, I think there was a buffalo, like a neon light of a buffalo, maybe with maybe a reindeer horns or something. You know what I mean? So yes, for sure. There was definitely that type of feel.
Felt a little like Christmas. You mentioned that they were filming inside the actual Bills offices. So what do you think when we see it on our TVs coming up later this year, what will be a more accurate description of what goes on in the Bills office? You sitting there playing your part as part of the Hallmark holiday movie, or Hard Knocks?
I think it'll be Hard Knocks. I'll leave that to the people who actually, they film them actually doing their jobs. We're just actors. We have roles and lines. But I'm sure it'll be cool. And you could see a little bit of the interaction that does go on maybe in an everyday office. I think that that's what, you know, the movie part for me, like my scenes, a lot of it is like, hey, these are how people act every day in any office, whether it's a football office or radio where we work, or anything else. This is how people interact. So I think it'll be Hard Knocks, what you see as far as behind the scenes with football.
You know, with Hard Knocks that was announced this week, the Bills are going to be the team involved. A few questions I have for you on this. One is, is it still, you know, when Hard Knocks came out, the big thing there was like, okay, this is raw. Well, you know, obviously there's editing involved, but, you know, quote unquote, unedited footage we're getting. We decide, you know, we as an HBO, what goes out there, not the team. And it's that kind of feel. Is it still that? Because now we're inundated with all the stuff that teams will put out, you know, the behind the scenes. But we know it's heavily controlled what actually gets showed on TV. Is Hard Knocks still like the raw, real thing?
No, it's actually changed, Brian. Teams have editorial control over Hard Knocks now. So even though Hard Knocks, you know, NFL films, they film all this stuff, there's, you know, there's some negotiation that goes on. Hey, you know, they want something included. But, you know, really the team has to kind of sign off on it at the end of the day. That started happening several years ago when there were some issues with things that teams were pretty upset about that got in there, and teams just didn't want to do it anymore. And let's be honest here. I mean, the Bills have never really wanted to do Hard Knocks. And I will tell you guys, the Bills didn't volunteer for this. I mean, this is something that the league changed the rules. The Bills were never really eligible, and for good reason for them. They were making the playoffs, and that was one of the rules. That's changed. They wanted to incorporate more teams. They want to have more of a chance for teams like the Bills and others to be able to be on it. So they changed the rules. The Bills became eligible, and the Bills were chosen. It's not like they raised their hand and they said, hey, let's do this. So that's why I think that they're going to be very protective still and say, okay, now that doesn't mean they're going to be bad partners. They're not. They're going to work with NFL Films. They're going to work with HBO. But I could tell you the Bills, this is not something they wanted to do. It's not something they volunteered to do, but they'll do it, and you know, they'll make the best of it.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, so Hallmark, Hard Knocks, could this be a distraction to the team this year?
I don't know about the Hallmark movie, because that's all going to be filmed, I think, before they start even training camp, right? But there are guys here now, Deion Dawkins is in the movie. Damar Hamlin, Dwayne Carter, they were all there over the couple of days I was there. Sean McDermott filmed a scene when I was there right after me that night. I think that evening he filmed a scene. So I think everybody's embracing this and being a part of it during off-season workouts, OTAs. It's kind of bringing guys together, actually, in a lot of ways, which is really cool. That's going to be done once you get to training camp. Hard Knocks can definitely be a distraction, no doubt about it. We had on WGR yesterday morning, we had Chris Emma, who works for our Odyssey sister station in Chicago. He's me over there. He covers the Bears. And he said, yeah, for sure. Like, you notice the cameras and you notice what they're doing. But at some point, you kind of stop noticing them and it's just part of what you do on a daily basis. But hey, we're not the players. We're the media. I don't know what storylines they'll focus on, but I'm sure some players will, you know, they'll want to follow them around a little bit more. So it can be a distraction. And I think that's a big reason why the Bills never wanted to do something like this. But, you know, you're going to do your best with it to make sure it doesn't become that.
For me, Sal, the distraction, it's not so much the cameras or things like that, that quite frankly now players are kind of used to almost, you know, being videotaped everywhere. To me, it comes like the day after, you know, the Monday morning at practice after Hard Knocks airs, when it's time to answer questions. How many questions are going to be directed at something that everyone just saw on TV that normally no one would ever know about?
Yeah, that's a good question. I've never been in this situation, so I wonder, and I'm sure that's happened. If you go back to Chicago or Dallas or the Jets or any of these teams, Dolphins, over the years, you know, I'm sure there's been times where something happened, something came out, and all of a sudden it becomes a story that we never would have seen in the first place, right? And that becomes even more of the distraction, if you want to put it that way. So yeah, I think all of those things are very possible to happen.
All right. Well, pretty cool experience for you, Sal. Thanks for sharing it with us. And did you really have your own trailer?
So I got to the stadium, and where all the trucks were set up, they actually did have trailers and with rooms for each character. My character name is Mike, and there was a sign that said Mike, and I got my own room for changing, and yes, I would say that. And then I went to makeup, and yes, there was a hair person there, and I made hair jokes. Hey, you know, I got to do this with my hair. I'm bald, obviously. We had a good time with that, but everybody was phenomenal. You went from the trailer change room to the makeup room. Then you got in a van. They took you over to the production set and the scene, take you upstairs to the offices, walked inside. I got to meet Bobby Bacala from The Sopranos. He's the character in The Sopranos, but he's in this. And I went up to him, introduced myself, said hello. It was really cool. Got to meet a lot of great people.
Yeah. They got Sharippa, Joe Pantoliano.
Joe, yeah, exactly.
I feel like they're taking Bill's Mafia a little too literally with the Sopranos connections, but I don't know. We'll see how it plays out in the movie. Sal, thanks for being with us. We're going to have to get Sal a trailer now here, too. He's getting used to that.
Right, exactly.
That lifestyle.
And a makeup room.
Yeah.
And a hairstylist. Yeah,
that's
right.
You got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.